Simen Tzadi Aleph Sif Gimel. Tzorech li zoher shlo yiga basar belechem. One must be careful to make sure that their meat should not touch against their bread. Shem yiga boy asul achloyim gvina. Because if it were to touch, then one would not be permitted to eat this bread with cheese. V'chein yizoher shlo yiga boy begvina. And similarly, one needs to be careful that the bread should not touch against cheese. Shem yigaboy also lochlay in basar, because if it were to touch, then one would not be permitted to eat this bread with meat. Now, from the lashon of the mechaber, it sounds like he's saying that there is no etza, that if it does touch, one is stuck, and then one will not be allowed to eat this bread with cheese or with meat, depending on what it touched. And that says it. Therefore, one has to be careful. However, the shach says that what the mechaber means is, one may not eat it b'loy hadacha, without first rinsing it off. Of course, if, just like we learned in the beginning of the siman, that if meat touches against cheese or other items, you could do hadacha, you could rinse it off, and it's still permitted to be eaten. However, the shach says that's only if one of them is lach, that requires hadacha. If both of them are dry, so like the shach has said all along, it doesn't even need hadacha. If the meat and the bread are both dry and they touch, so then one can eat the bread without even doing hadacha. So there are those that are bothered that the lashon of the mechaber though is not mashma that way. The pasha reading of the mechaber sounds like tzorech lizoher, one needs to be careful. He's warning us to be careful on this. Sounds like because there's no etza. That's why. So the Piskei Tshuva brings those that discuss this issue. There are those that disagree with the Shach and say that by bread, bread is worse than other items. Bread, it'll stick onto it much more. It's not possible to do hadacha on bread. Because of the nature of bread, that the cheese or the meat, that it will adhere very strongly and one cannot simply rinse it off. The Piskei Tshuva doesn't like this approach because he says even if it doesn't help to rinse it off, it'll certainly help to do grida, which is to scrape it off. So one can certainly take off that layer of crust or bread that touched the cheese or meat. One can simply scrape that off. So why then, what could possibly be the objection against that? There are those that are mechalic between different parts of the bread. They want to say that the crust could rinse off. If it touches the white part of the bread, then there's no way to rinse that off. Again, the Piskei Tshuva doesn't like that, and he says, still, you could always do grida. Everything could always be scraped off, so you could always take off a thin layer. So what's the problem with, so therefore he thinks that the reading of the Shach is more correct. That, of course, if whatever is the appropriate way of removing it, hadacha, grida, it is always possible. There's a question that's asked by the Echoinim over here, that why isn't this viewed as a sfek sfeika? We should say, this is one suffix, whether that he might forget and to do hadacha. According to the Shach, the Shach to do hadacha, so why don't you say, it's one suffix, he might forget to do hadacha. And even if he forgets to do hadacha, it's not bad that he's going to take this bread and eat it with cheese. He might end up eating it with meat. Let's say the meat touched it, right? So he might end up eating it with meat, or he might end up eating it pariv. Who's to say that there would be an isser over here? So why don't we view this as two sveikas? It should be like a svek sveika. Sofik, he'll forget, and even if he remembers, I'm sorry, Sofik will remember, and even if he forgets, maybe he'll eat it with, he won't come to do an aver over here. So to that, the Piskei Tshuva also answers and says that this is considered a suffik harugil, that a person eats all their bread with meat and cheese. We don't view that even as a suffik. It's so common that a person will take their bread and they'll make sandwiches with meat and cheese, vice versa, you know, back and forth, that we don't even view that as a suffik. This is similar to what we discuss in, comes up in Siman Tzadi Zayin, where it deals with why one is not allowed to make milchig bread or fleishig bread, because we look at it as though one definitely will end up eating it with the other min. So too over here, you cannot If you touch against the bread, one has to be careful not to touch against the bread, because we are afraid that you are going to for sure eat it with the other min. So therefore, there's only one safek whether you remember to do the hadacha, and therefore you're not permitted to put yourself in that safek.